What's going on, our valued It's Content podcast followers? Before we get into the episode, I got something to tell you. Our podcast finally has its first sponsor, Beantown Brew. The go-to coffee if you want to attack your day. It's for the blue-collar worker, the 6-to-2 guy, the guy on the job site busting balls, the underdog, the people that go unnoticed. Beantown Brew is for you, and if you're not drinking it, what the fuck are you doing? Check out Beantown Brew at beantownbrew.com. It's currently not online, but it'll be online soon. Keep a lookout for it. Beantown Brew, the coffee for the hard-working blue-collar savage you are. Now let's get into the episode. Shout out Jammin 94.5, Santi, Ashley. We're here, man. We're here again another week. We haven't done a solo pod in a little bit. Feel good. Before we do anything, I think we got to explain this little display we have in front of us, if you want to do the honors. All right,
number one, we got the black on black. This is blacked out. You really can't see it, but in person, when you see it, it's like, oh, what does that say? And then you look, and it's like, oh, that shit's clean.
That's wicked
unique. We also got the violation reverse. This is inspired by a parking ticket in Boston, obviously.
Should of course, we get them once
everyone,
a week?
You get them. I haven't really got a ticket in a very long time.
Yeah, you got your car hit this morning, though. So that's
I got actually a nice fender bender right up the ass.
Then you had no idea who it was. Actually, you do. You did know who it was.
I did know who it was. Yeah, he was parked. I came outside. I'm like, oh, this car's
so
a little.
So he cracked your car and left his car there?
And then left his car there. I'm like, are you stupid? So I almost slashed his tires, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to call the cops. We're going to file a report. But yeah, this is where this comes from. I thought the cop was going to give him like a ticket, like, yeah, hit and run, get him.
And what did he say?
You know what it was, though? I hate to be like this, but I feel like she knew the guy because when I pulled off, she went back over to his car. I was like, huh.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, huh.
Interesting. I don't know. Anyway, we got our, what do we call this hat again? Almost this, Home.
Almost
the
Home.
The Almost Home hat.
That's the blacked out one,
the Rainbow Swash. If you don't know what this is, you're probably not from Boston, but it's like a landmark in Boston. So we have that. The original one was white. Now it's black. I think it pops more.
They're both online. I like the black.
I like the black.
It's like, yo, what is that?
Yeah, the black's pretty fire. Well, and we got the black on black hair. And then we got the Eastie cap or the Home cap. This one also used to be white, but now it's black. And I think the black pops a lot more.
Got the Santops patch, and that's a Mass Pike sign.
Yeah.
But it's cool because it's East Boston. That's why the whole thing we did it.
Yeah, I think the number one thing with all of our merch is it's like really inspired by where we came from. So it means a lot. So if you want any of this merch, go to itscontent.com. They're all online right now. And
I like this one because, you know, it is the Mass Pike. And if you know, like the Mass Pike goes to the airport. Like that's the Ted Williams on the way back. So that's where the Santops, because, you know, Santops is part of the airport, man.
It really is. East Boston owns the airport, meaning every celebrity has walked through East Boston at one point.
I'm actually going to give a little fun fact. So if you bought these when the first drops, there was a 93 on there.
Yep.
And the person who made the hats didn't know 93 is north and south, not east and west. So if you got the 93, you know, you kind of got it all twisted.
Also a real one, though.
Also a real one, so unfortunately, shout out to Tommy Hats for fucking your orders up.
What'd you just say?
Shout out to Tommy Hats.
Oh yeah, he's the OG right there.
Yep.
And now we're working with a supplier, and that's all we're gonna say about them. Anyway,
did you actually see the email with the cuts? They sent the cuts.
The cuts?
Yeah, like our payout.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Yeah. Thought we were getting $5K, didn't you each? Nah.
We got 500. Are you serious?
Yeah, but he also.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
You're not fucking with me right now?
Nope.
Where the fuck? Where did you see this email?
Well, he also said they held 100 orders. Like, they're waiting for them to withdraw. But
where did you see this order?
Right here. They sent the email. Look. All right. Not Darren Batista. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. Right here. Look.
Huh.
Over 30K in merch. How are we getting 2,500 each? Huh. How does that work, Justin? How does fucking that
all
work?
All right, we're not going to talk about all this. We're not going to talk about it. Anyway, guys, let's move on. Things coming up. We got some things coming up. We got a big event tonight. I know, I just saw it. Just get the fucking phone away from my face. Right, we got a big event coming up tonight. What do we have going on tonight?
We have Conor McGregor's event.
Conor McGregor's event.
I'm not going to lie. We did sell it like he was going to be there. He's not going to be there.
No, he's not going to be there. But his whole team's going to be there, which is cool. Social media team.
Yeah.
They probably never met him.
Yeah.
No, they've met him. But the co-founder with him is going to be there. So I know they're boys.
That's big.
Doug. So we're gonna, it's at the Black Rose in Boston, Forged Irish Stout. Its content is officially partnered with them. So, hopefully for the long run, we just did a couple things for them. We're doing like a little meet and greet. We're hosting the event tonight, helping them throw it. And then we're going to try to set up something long term with them.
Hopefully we can get a podcast.
Hopefully we can get them as a podcast sponsor or something. Like I think that'd be dope.
Episodes. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Like get a nice long term deal with them. And, yeah, it's going to be fun tonight. I don't really know what to expect. I think there's going to be a lot of people
there. Dude, they said they sold that many tickets. I was like, whoa. Oh,
you guys are making money off this?
I know you guys sold tickets. How did that work? Yeah, well, VIP tickets, $100 each, 50 people.
It's uncut. Huh. It's uncut. Nah, we're just busting balls. They paid us for our time, so we're helping them throw the event. But yeah, we did the first video. We collaborated with Conor McGregor. We did a collab post with Conor McGregor, which is pretty cool.
I know. I was thinking about that driving here. I was like, I could be so mad about my car right now, but I'm just like, nah,
bro. I literally like. Like, I've been such a big fan of Conor McGregor because obviously I knew him throughout high school and shit, and I watch his UFC fights, but my senior year when I was like, got really into the gym, like I would watch his movie like on repeat all the time because it was so like, it got me fired up.
I like how he grinded it through with his wife too. He's been with her.
Yeah. I wonder if he's, you know.
I mean, bro, when you get that much money, it's like, you do what you want, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to be honest.
But I mean, it seems like he's a wicked big family guy, though. You know, yeah, like he's always posted with her and the kids and shit. But no, good guy. Idol of mine. Honestly, looked up to him for a long time. So it's pretty cool.
The Ferrari, the Lamborghini odd.
Yep. That'd be cool.
I think that is going to happen. Matter of time.
Actually, when I was watching The Ultimate Fighter, the whatever reality show he was just on, the kid Rico, the Shulio, drove his Lamborghini with him. That was pretty cool.
That is.
He's going to be there tonight. The kid Rico. Lit. He's a local MMA fighter, but
I wish he was fighting Calvin's thing. That'd be sick.
Yeah, I know, that would be dope. That'll be fun too. But shout out Calvin Cater, Rob Font, UFC fighters. They'll be there tonight. Couple other local influences, and yeah, man, it's gonna be a good time tonight. I'm excited. But how do you like the beer?
The beer is good. I'm not a big stout guy. Like,
I don't think a lot of people over here.
But I like that one though. It is good.
No, I like it too.
I wonder if they're gonna have draft. Maybe not.
Maybe if they're throwing the event.
I think I'm only going to have like one or two. I really don't want to drink beer.
It's just heavy. It's like it's a heavy beer. Like, I think there's only, honestly though, like for a heavy beer, there's only 140 calories, which isn't that much. It's only 40 calories more than a Bud Light, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But it's still like, I don't know how many carbs are in it and shit. Like, you feel heavy after you drink one.
I'll
drink a couple. We're trying to grind on a health journey right now.
I actually just put in my thing. I was like, I weighed January. Let me look. I want to be exact. This is big because it's the key to success right here by April.
It is.
January 8th, I weighed 237 pounds. February 1st, I just weighed myself away, 232.
Let's go. That's big.
So, but I'm also putting on a good amount of muscle.
100%.
Like, I literally was not, I wasn't able to get two plates up. You know, Darren spotted me. I got two plates up.
That's
and
big.
I'm just like,
that must have felt good.
The muscle, it's all, you're also putting on muscle and then losing fat. So, you
know, it's the hardest thing to do, bro, is put on muscle and lose fat. I feel like, because we're both like on a little, in a good rhythm right now. Like, I think you're like 4 weeks in, I'm like 2 weeks in. And I feel like on this podcast, we've talked about getting in good rhythm so many times. People are probably like, oh, great, another one. But I swear to God, this time's like different.
No, it is. The biggest thing is,
I feel like
it's
different because we're both locked in. I feel like other times, like either you were locked and I wasn't, or I was and you weren't.
Yeah,
like,
there's a big point where you were going every day and I wasn't. I was just still in the crib. But
but now we're both really at it.
What I'm going to say is, like, dude, I've been doing this shit full time for about a year and some change. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time I'm actually on a solid routine. Like, actually waking up and like hopping in my car that I just got, you know, going to the gym, going to the office. Like, this is the first time I'm actually like on a set. It feels good, bro. It feels good.
It does feel good though once you get in it, and it gets less hard every day once you get into a routine.
Even I see Nick and JoJo trying to find, like, they're like, every day's different.
But
like, you have to make the beginning of your day the same. You have to get up, like they said, they go to the gym. But then I feel like a big part is the office that we have.
That is big because it gives you like different destinations you have to go to.
You
like,
have to,
that's what gets hard in this lifestyle with like the social media creation. Cause you know, if you don't have the means to have an office to go to a, like, you know what I mean? A nice gym where you're happy going there every day. Like, you could fall out of it pretty quick and you're just like, oh, all of a sudden you're waking up at noon every day and like doing a video for $1,000 and it's like, all right, I'm set for the week. You know what I mean? And then you get lazy. Yeah. So, not that they're lazy at all, but like, they, it's because I was the same way, bro. For the first, I mean, I'm 3 years in for until really like now, to be honest, like my schedule has always been all over the place. But like you said, I think the office is big. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, no,
because you have the gym, then we go right to the office and we're there all day.
Yeah.
We take our meetings there.
You
got to
balance it though. Cause bro, I haven't been cooking and that's what pays my bills. But I, you know, I have the ads coming in, like I have the brand deals coming in, but it's like, I got to get into that balance with a Tuesday and Wednesday where my kitchen's available all day. I gotta start getting in there more. And but it sucks because I'm trying to eat healthy and I don't want to eat the shit I have to make. And it's like, I don't want to spend $50 to $75 to...
No one wants to see lettuce wraps, right? No one wants to see that shit.
Not really. Like, they say people do, but then it's like, you know, you post it, it doesn't hit.
It's like, is that your audience, though?
No.
Like, you don't have, like, the vegetarian audience.
Yeah, right. Come on, we're gluten-free, guys. What are we doing?
Right. So, I think another thing, too, a misconception is, like, the people that are in the content creation space full-time, like us, it's like... Oh, like you guys, you know, you don't do any work or you can do whatever the fuck you want, which is true. We do work, though, but it's true. We can do whatever we want. But that's why it can be so hard to be your own boss, bro, because you got to keep yourself accountable. And I think that's something I learned about myself the first few years is like, wow, like my discipline sucks. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like
it does.
At points, it's really good, but at points it could fall out. But now it's like, we really got to beat it into your head like for a long time. So it's just a habit. You know what I mean?
The military was a big pox. Like I said, like it's hard for me too, but I have discipline. Like I do. Cause like I can go to like last night, I went to bed at fucking like 12:30. I'm still up at 6:30.
Yeah.
Like I'm ready to go. Seven, eight. Like it's good, bro. Can't sleep in, bro. I can't sleep past 8 o'clock.
Just going to keep it rolling.
Yeah.
And people, if we're talking about this again in a month, I want you to call us out. Cause you know, if we fall off the train, you got to call us out. I want to hear it.
Buddy, January,
that's it.
31 days. I was in the gym, 25 of them.
It's good.
Jacked.
That's it.
Just there. You got to keep going. Lost 5 pounds January to February. You know, hopefully I can do another 5 to maybe 10 February. My birthday's in April. My goal is I want to be down 20 by April.
Yeah.
I'm already 5.
That's a good goal.
So, I mean, a couple more months, 15 pounds, 3 months.
I'm like 2 weeks in, I'm like 10 pounds down, bro. Just off of water weight because I weigh so much. Like, it's like the water weight comes off a lot easier. But the first 10 to 15 is like water weight. Then it gets harder.
Yeah.
But like just seeing the scale move, bro, 10 pounds is like but so.
Like it's like the little shit. Like even my bracelets are starting to fall like more on my wrist than like. I'm just like, damn.
It's good. Yeah,
like,
you'll notice that shit.
Some of my pants, I'm just like waist.
Just like less bloated and shit. Yeah. I'll wake up with the skinny body of the skinny body in the morning.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Good. Wake up light.
Real light.
It's not fun waking up full and just bloated and
gross. No, you're just gagging. I woke up, had an espresso, drink dirt.
Just gagging.
Drink 20 ounces of water already. I'm just like,
it's good, bro. What else? Oh, Wahlberg followed us finally. Mr. Wahlberg finally followed us.
Are we
going to
talk about that day?
I think we're gonna talk about that day. Give some context. So we woke start up. Off?
You know, we were supposed to collab with the McGregor.
Give a little more context, though. When was this? A few days ago.
Yeah.
All right.
January 27th.
Something like that.
January 27th. You know, Celtic. We got Celtics tickets. Shout out to Aiden. So earlier that day, we got the tickets. We're like, oh shit, word! We're right under the hoop. Like, let's go.
Nice
about
seats,
to be a good night. You know, we actually think we finally have a set driver as well.
We have a little deal going with the,
you know, which is great.
Little private driver.
When that happened, that I think that was the key to the night as well. I think Aiden sending the tickets was the key to the night. We're like, oh, we're Putnam Club. Like, let's go. It's about to be one of those nights. So we get the tickets. You know, I text the driver. Everything's
set.
Out. You know, we'll go to Aria, have a nice dinner. Yeah, you know what I want to say, but we're just going to leave that part out. There was one little negative part that...
we're going to leave it out. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Anyway, so we collab with McGregor at the restaurant. We're like, yo, this shit's booming. Like,
because
this shit's
we
crazy.
Posted the video and the brand was like, hey, listen, like, we're going to do our best to get Connor to collab, but obviously he's a busy-ass guy, you know? We can't guarantee anything.
Yeah.
But he collabed, like, right away.
Right away.
And
like,
he commented. And actually, he commented on our first video, too. He's like, yo, this is proper quality.
Proper quality, yeah.
And then on this one, he commented again, and he said something else. But anyway, he collabed with it. So right away, the likes go from, like, 200 likes to, like, 2,000 in, like, 1 minute.
Yeah,
it's, like, insane.
So that was sick. And then as we're eating dinner, you're like, yo, look at this. And then Wahlberg DM'd you back.
As we were walking out of dinner.
As we were walking out.
Randomly.
Oh, yeah, as soon as we walked through that door. Soon as we
walked out.
So that's
for context too for people, because obviously, like, you know, we're cool with Mark. Like, we've seen him, what, 2 or 3 times
now?
Yeah,
he knows us.
He's came right up to us. He's talked to us many times now.
But we're not the people to, like, beg him to follow.
No, I'm not going to go up to him and be like, yo, can you please follow my account? And, like, I know he's not that, like, he's active on social media, but he's not on there to see, oh, who am I following? Who's not following me? So I'm not going to be like, oh, follow me. So he hasn't been following me for a while, but he's, like, liked my shit, reposted it. I just think, like, he isn't, I don't know, in his mind, it's not registered. I'm like, oh, I should follow this guy. Anyway, the reason why that's so important is he can't see my DMs if he doesn't follow me, because it's like goes all on his requested shit, so he can't see it. So now the fact that, so he randomly followed me at dinner, like didn't hit him up, nothing. And he goes following my boys from the Bean. So I think he must have seen the collab with Connor. Maybe he follows Connor and he was like, oh shit, I gotta follow these guys.
It's because our faces are popping up though. You know, it's just like we're really hitting people.
And we DM back and forth. He sent, I'm not gonna say what he said or anything, but like good things, all good things. And he said we're going to connect when he comes back. He's going to do something for a little bit. So
now we're going the game. We just collabed with McGregor, you know, Wahlberg. We're
talking to Wahlberg on DM.
you know, our posts are starting to get shared. That thing got crazy traction. So our Instagram's blowing up. We're like, wow. All right. So we get to the garden. You know, we had a driver outside.
45 minutes before the game. Half hour, maybe.
No, more. I think like an hour. Like
an hour before the game.
We get, you know, we get a couple of drinks. We get noticed right away. Yeah. Right away at the Putnam Club. You know, we get our bracelet, go and get a couple of drinks. We go out to our seats.
And for people that don't know, the Putnam Club's kind of like a
courtside club.
It's courtside club. So there's all fucking rich people in there and celebrities and shit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You got to kind of know someone to get in there, because you can buy a courtside ticket to not get Putnam Club.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to be like a member in there or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever
I don't know how it works, but
it's pretty much the Illuminati. It's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
So we walked out and then we went to our seats, and like I said, we were right under the hoop, so we were right on, pretty much on the court. And obviously, like, people coming up to us and shit, like, we're just chilling, watching the shoot around.
Shout out Nick Tsang, Tatum's trainer, always comes and he's shows the one love. Person that always shows love, because we know a lot of people in there that
we know a lot of Celtics players that
look and then look away.
Yeah,
big dogs, you know.
Anyway, so we were chilling watching the shoot around, and I hear like my name being called behind me. And kid wants to take a picture. So I'm like, all right, dope. So the way it is on the court, it's like blocked off from the loge. So there's the loge and there's the court. And they were in the loge. So they were like leaning over the banister, like taking pictures. And it was a line of like seven people. And it was like college kid, little kid, older guy, college kid. Like, it's cool to see the demographic of people that watch the videos. And then directly after that, I say to you, I'm like, bro, I just need someone on the Celtics management to see that, because we want to work with them. Bad. Literally, what, 5 minutes later?
Lady comes over with her badge with these two kids and is like, hey, like,
these kids are fans of you. They see your videos. They want to take a picture. I'm like, oh, okay. Because I see she works for the team. And I'm like, okay, cool. I take the picture with the kids. I talk to them for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they just met Jason Tatum like 5 minutes before.
Yeah, just got his jersey signed. And he's just like, he signed so excited their jersey to meet us.
And then they were excited to meet us after, which is dope. But the kids were good. The lady was like, oh, thank you so much. And I'm like, I see she has a badge. I'm like, I got to talk to this lady. Yep. Come on. Like, what am I? Like, I got a network here. Like, what are we doing? So I say, I was feeling ballsy. I was all confident because the Wahlberg McGregor. I'm like, listen, what are we going to do to work with the team? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. She knew, though.
She knew us like, right away. Yeah, she was like, oh, no, I know you guys know our other connect there and all that. And she was like, no, I definitely think we should do something. And she gave us, I got her number, and then she got us connected with the marketing person there. Yep. And I think we're going to get something done with the Celtics this year.
That was sick, though. Because it was like, wow, we ended up, then they put us on the Jumbotron.
The Jumbotron,
they put us on the Jumbo.
Pointed at the hat, the Boston hat, and had a bunch of people sending us.
I'm looking at my phone, it's blowing up from the McGregor thing, and then I'm just like seeing all these people, how many people were like filming it and just reposting. Mm-hmm. Getting a lot of DMs of people like, yo, you jinx, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. people were calling us mush because they lost their first home game when we went. So they were like, yo, get out of there, we don't want you in the garden.
Meanwhile, we went to like six games, so we're 5-1.
Yeah, we're 5-1.
We're 5-1 in the building. Enough.
But I think that was pretty much it for the night. The Celtics won, by the way. They won. No, they jinx. Won. What else? I think that was really
nope,
it.
That wasn't it. We seen our New York people, Sabino.
Oh, we seen Sabino and Rocco sitting courtside. Good for them.
And then we
linked by Nicky Verano. Nicky Verano brought them courtside. That was cool. That was cool to see.
Yeah. So they went back to Encore their hotel room. So we're like, yo, I'm going to come by. The vibes are high.
Yep.
Told our drive, like, yo, change your plans. We ain't going home. He's like, yeah, no problem. He took us out. You know, he got the nice gum in there. He got the Fijis. He got the nice stuff in there.
Yep. The Jardellis, you know, the Jardelli chocolates.
I didn't touch them. So we get there and I'm like, all right, T, we got to gamble a little bit. The vibes are high. Yeah. He's like, I don't got no debit card pin. He likes pulling the fast one.
I don't have a debit card
his
pin.
Bank, he got fraud every week.
I do.
Get a fucking new bank, man.
It's a process. Got my LLC through them and shit. It's a pain in the ass.
So so I'm like, all right, we'll take I took out a 200. He goes, take me out a 100. So I gave him a 100.
Lost it right away.
No, we hit right away. We hit black. You know, we doubled our money, then lost it. And I like saved 100. I literally saved 100. No, I had 200. So I took out three for myself, gave you 100. So 4 total. You know, we're playing a little bit. The New York guys were there. They're tired. They're yawning. The vibes were off.
Yeah, the vibes were off.
You know, I was like, all right, guys, we're heading out.
didn't head out.
We're heading out. Yeah, I'll see you later next time. So we dap each other up, leave. I'm like, we means T walk around the roulette. I'm like, we're playing again. Let's go. Come on. I got 100. I got a 100 bucks left.
Yeah.
No, I had 200 bucks left. I put 100 on black and I had 425 chips. And I'm like, yo, I'm just picking four different numbers. I wanted to do black. My birthday 16, which was red. I was like, all right, we'll do 16, 34 red. And I did 11 black and then 9 black. 11 black comes out, you know, 25 times 35 and then plus the 100 on the black. I ended up walking away with like 1,200, 1,100. Yeah. Tipped out the lady, gave you...
You took care of the Uber driver.
Oh, yeah. I paid the 150 for the Uber, which was not the Uber driver. He's the driver.
The driver.
For the driver.
Yeah, the private
which
driver.
Which was good, though. 150 for just waiting outside for us. And he's just... Yeah,
he was there the whole night. Originally, wasn't even going to be that much. Yeah. I think that was part of the tip and shit.
Yeah.
Which was cool. That's dope, bro. Yeah, it was a good night.
So that topped it off, though. But that just goes to show you if you do gamble and shit, like the vibes have to be high. We didn't go there chasing. We go there like we were happy. Yeah, and I was just like, yo, I took this
out comfortably. That was one of the better nights we've had in a while. It was on a Monday night.
But every time when we hit, though, it's always good nights. Like that UFC fight at Encore, you hit all those bets. It's like, let's go. Bang, bang, bang. And it was,
It's got to be a good night.
None beats that time, though, where you hit, though, that parlay, took it out, black. And I go, yo, T, I think the red's coming out. We switched in and hit. I was like, yo, I'm a genius. I'm Belichick.
I'm a genius. Meanwhile, I had black fucking 8 times in a row.
I know we wrote it out for quite some time. And I was like, yeah, it's time. Yeah. And then it really hit. We were like, all right, we gotta go.
Yeah, no, it was a good night. That was one of the better nights we've had in a while.
Like 2 G's.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
This past night at the Celtics game was one of the best nights we've had in a while.
Shout out to Aiden, man.
I know Aiden's the go. I gotta shout out Aiden Sullivan. Great friend of ours. It's actually funny. His birthday just came and I texted him like a paragraph. I'm like, yo, bro, it's so crazy. I remember meeting you at B West at the Celtics game because you weren't even there that night when I first met him. No, you weren't there. I met him at the were you there?
Yeah.
So you went to the game. I feel like, why do I not remember you?
Because you were on the other side. You were talking to him more.
Oh, I was like sitting okay, on okay, okay. Yeah. So we met him that night. That was like probably around a year ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, bro, just like grew into like one of our closest friends, bro. He's a really good guy. So shout out him.
This is actually your hat on display.
Shout out House 17 Talent, too. Shout out all them. Shout out Chizzy Mo. All
those guys. Shout out Lexi.
Yeah.
You doing, Lexi? You doing it, man.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, the dating life's slow. Well, it's not slow. It's actually not slow. You know, I got a couple. It's
slow, man. From what I'm hearing,
it's not slow. I just, you know what it is, though, bro? I'm so, like, I'm just, like, so cautious with my time.
Yeah.
Like, also with the, like, I'm not a type of dude to, like, yeah, let's go out and I'll spend $300-$400, we'll have fun. And then it's like,
It's cool that you're finally single, though, you know?
I mean, I've been single. It just was, it was definitely mixy, but now it's like real deal.
Yeah,
it's real deal, you know, which I needed, which is crazy.
I know you did need that little push.
But it's all really locked in. Now I'm like, damn, I'm really trying to get like ripped.
Yeah. They're really getting jacked.
With the Wahlberg thing too, bro. After the words Wahlberg we had with him. Lit. Now, the words, now every day I wake up in that gym, I'm like, yo, I'm working out for this movie role I'm getting probably this year, next year. Swear to God.
Hopefully that happens.
It is.
It's not confirmed, guys.
No, so it's not. Mom
did not tell us that, but, you know, it's going to happen, though.
It is.
I think that's just where the universe is going, you know?
Like, it is.
From the words he was telling us and everything, and, you know, good guy.
I hope Monk just takes us in like, you know, 50 Cent did with Tariq St. Patrick, Mike Rainey. That's what I want. Yep. That's what I really envision. Because we're just as good. Entourage. Like, really, it just is.
Better.
Right.
It's funny though because I sent I was telling because I don't show like those messages to a lot of people. Like I'll show it to like you or like my family, you know what I mean, because it's dope. So I showed my sister and she was like just saying, she's like, yo, like this is so crazy, because like to us it's like it's crazy, but like it's also kind of normal because we've met him multiple times. Because
we know we're just going to keep pushing. But
my sister was like, yo, you're literally talking to like one of the most famous people in the world, like just casually. Like it's crazy. Because
it is casual, though.
Yeah, it is casual.
It is. Is she coming tonight?
My sister? No, I don't think so. I think she's dancing.
Yo,
she's dancing. Dead. She's got the concert.
I'm dead. You're mad funny, bro.
What about Eric D'Alessandro? We had a little video with him. Go pretty viral. Goat. That was pretty cool.
Yep.
That was a good New York. That was fun. He has a show coming up February 10th at the Wilbur. Get your tickets now. I think we're going to be there, and I think we might bring him out.
Yeah, I think we are definitely bringing him on. They're definitely going to play the deli because that deli is hilarious.
You should check it out if you haven't. Eric D'Alessandro, New York comedian. We did a Deli episode or a clip with him about what, a week ago.
He looks like Russ.
Yeah, he looks like Russ. He looks like Russ and like Matt Hardy.
He's together. Actually mad funny, bro. Cause his shit's so relatable. He's like mad with funny.
He's really good. So he has a show at the Wilbur on the 10th. I think it's a Saturday, and it's the day before the Super Bowl, actually. Yeah. So we're gonna go, and I think we might bring him out.
Yeah,
which is gonna be cool because I want some like experience on a live stage.
We gotta stop. We gotta touch base with him, and then we gotta kind of like
we gotta plan. I'm not going out there just free balling. There's no way
we can't.
I'll freeze up like I'm Elsa.
Boston, what the fuck is up?
I think it's not that it's not that hard to like MC someone. Oh,
no. I think it's coming out with the hype. You know, bopping around.
Who's here from Boston? They all make noise. You're all liars. You're from the suburbs.
Yeah, listen, we're here, guys. Anyone hungry? They got pretzels up in the stands. It's just like that because everyone's going to laugh. It's like, yo, who are these two fat kids?
Yeah.
We'll come out in our jumpsuits. You know what song we got to play, though, right? To come out.
I think I know. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know. Definitely. It's definitely, you know, like.
I'm not even going to say it. I already know what it's going
to
be.
It has to be.
That'll be good. I'm excited for that. And then I had something else, actually, I wanted to bring up. We have our Charlotte trip.
Oh yeah, Charlotte. We gotta get the flights.
We're gonna go down to Charlotte.
He's booking two rooms, by the way. Let's go. I was like, Jesus Christ, I can't sleep next to this motherfucker no more. I'm fucking want to strangle him every time we're in the fucking same hotel room. I just want to put a pillow over your face and just like shut the fuck up.
You think you're fun to travel with? I gotta be walking on fucking eggshells around this kid. God forbid I fucking fought or something and this kid's like, fucking throwing a hissy fit.
I know.
At least it's not like messy soccer cleats though, right?
Yeah, that was Jesus. That was like, that ruined my whole trip, bro. Like, it's not even funny, bro.
I want to talk about it, but don't say who it is.
No, but like the Kino, we went out with the cameraman. And one just of our like, camera we guys. We got like Airbnb with a nice Airbnb in which New sucked, York. And it was just like one of us had to share a room with two beds. And it was just like, bro, I'm getting whiffs on the way up. Actually, the drive, I'm like, yo, bro, who like, I actually literally thought it was you. I'm like, bro, T, like, did you like, are you good or like... Because it was neck, I didn't think it was hitting from the back seat like that.
And
it
the camera was just guy like, in the back seat, bro. His feet smelled so bad that he could smell it.
Because I didn't know it was his feet. I'm like, bro, this is just like someone's body odor. There's no way. And then we get to the crib, the smell's lingering. And I realized the kid got Crocs on, took his shoes off. I'm like, dog, what is this smell?
It's just like grated cheese on his feet.
I'm like, bro, I'm in my room down the hall and I'm just like getting whiffs. I'm like, And like we get in the car and then we get to the other Airbnb and I walk in the room. I'm like still smelling it and I see his shoes. And I'm like, bro.
It's him. Yeah, it was him.
You know, they're like Yeezy 500s that's been fucking Kanye's war since he was born. Like it was just like literally messy soccer cleats.
Yeah. Well, that's not me. So I don't know why
you thought that was me. So I apologize for thinking it was you.
Perk. Scarlatta's coming here soon.
I think they come up for their birthday, February 16th, and I hope they do because, yo, I'm throwing a – like I might have, like, Mike make a flyer at Moxie's and, like sell tickets to upstairs.
Yeah, just, like, actually push it for no reason, and just do an event for them.
I mean, yeah, but, like, let's make some money off tickets. Mike will be with it. If you can get it done, that'd be lit.
We also kind of breezed over the Charlotte trip, I think. But I think we're going to go to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Shout out my cousin. I think he got random. Motion Fitness. He has a franchise gym down there. I think he has three of them, two or three. He wants us to go to his biggest grand opening because we've been meaning to chop up and just, you know, get some little words of wisdom from a felon that is successful. Cool. You know, that's the best people though, bro. I swear to get it from is when the people that have nothing, not the people who all handed. Yeah, you put the work in after, but you know, I respect the people that came from nothing the most because I relate to it, you know?
I agree. I think we got to start wrapping this up soon, but we should do some Super Bowl predictions before we leave.
You know,
Justin, I want to hear you first. I want to hear everything from you first, buddy.
Chiefs, but it's gotta be Chiefs.
You
know what's scary though?
If I'm a betting man, you gotta put your money on the Chiefs.
You have to because everyone's just—it's just rigged. It's fake game, fake relationship, fake everything. But however, everyone knew it was gonna be like San Fran, Balt. You know, Balt didn't get in, but that one team that everyone knew is in. So,
what about Taylor Swift Travis Kelce? You don't like their relationship?
It's cool, but it's also you got to realize revenge games are very real in the NFL, and this is a revenge Super Bowl for San Francisco. Like, why'd I say it like that? But yeah,
San Francisco.
But it is, bro. It's a revenge game.
Who'd they lose to again?
They lost to Kansas City 2019.
Wait, Mahomes, they beat them in the Super Bowl?
Mahomes beat Garoppolo. He came back with 4 minutes left. They were about to win. San Fran was celebrating.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. See, people forget, but it's a revenge game for San Fran.
I didn't realize it was a rematch.
Got to understand, bro. San Fran's such a better team, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, they are a better team. It is
and Mahomes is an underdog again. Everyone's licking their chops. He was underdog 2 weeks in a row.
I do agree. Everyone's probably high as fuck on the Chiefs right now and probably going to throw all their money on it. So I wouldn't be surprised if San Fran won. Because San Fran hasn't, like, been blowing out teams in the playoffs. It's been all hard-fought games.
And the way they make it look, too, is like...
The perception of it, bro. It makes San Fran not look as good of a team.
And I seen the record with it's 16-4 when teams are wearing white. San Fran's wearing white. I seen that. Isn't that crazy? Pats won every Super Bowl wearing white. Every Super Bowl Pats won was white.
Bro, that shit's nuts, dude.
So that's what I'm saying. Everyone's taking the Chiefs. I personally think San Fran wins.
Okay.
I want Chiefs to win because San Fran fans are annoying. I like Kelce and Mahomes. You know, yeah. I want to see that next generation of Brady. I really do with Mahomes because he is doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I saw, because I mean, everyone's like talking about that, but I literally saw a stat today of like Brady's playoff wins. It's like 35. The second place is like 16.
Yeah.
And Mahomes is like 12.
Mahomes got like 10 more years, bro. Kelce just came out saying he can play another 10 years.
Kelce? You think so? How old is he? Like
truthfully, no, because when
bro,
he
his
does,
body doesn't take a beating.
Yeah, it does. Of course it does. But when you get that major injury when you're in your mid-30s,
I hate to say, but I think Mahomes is eventually due for something.
Everyone is, bro.
I feel bad saying that, but the way he plays, though, too, it's not like he's like sitting in the pocket like Brady.
He's so smart, though.
Yeah, no, he is, but it, you know,
no, but he's mobile. He's mobile.
No, like I know runs. He's mobile, but that's why I mean it's more.
But that's what I'm saying. It's more. Know, that's yeah, what I'm saying. He's mobile.
Cracked,
like,
are you going to twist your knee the wrong way or something? Like, I mean, it hasn't happened.
He already had some bad ankle injuries, but I want Kansas City to win. But my pick, San Fran.
Give me a score prediction.
We're going to go, I'm seeing 27. It's going to be weird. It's going to, everyone who's doing the Super Bowl squares, there's going to be a safety. I think there's going to be a safety somehow. There's going to be a defensive touchdown. I see right now, I'm seeing like 27-28 San Fran and maybe like 13-17 KC. I think San Fran gets a good win, bro.
What did you say?
Like 27-28 San Fran. Like they'll have. Like,
just pick one. You're fucking
confusing me. We'll do 28-17 San Fran.
28-17. All right. Okay. I'm going to go KC just because you picked San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think if I were to put money, I don't know if I would put, I don't know if I could.
Nah, my money's on San Fran.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. But also, I would probably just bet whatever you bet because you always get it right, usually. Yeah. No, you don't always get it right, but like.
But it's majority
eight,
of the
eight
time.
Out of 10 times, yeah, you're probably going to get it right. So.
But I mean, I also said last week I'd put $1 million on Baltimore, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go KC about 24-20. All right,
well,
KC.
Since we're clipping this, I would put absolutely every dollar you have on San Francisco money line. Like if I had $500,000, I'd put $500,000 and win a quarter of $1 million.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Justin, how about you? You said KC. We got a score prediction?
I'll go 29-26.
Okay. I like that. It is going to be weird. I think there's going to be a weird score. I think there's going to be a 9 or like something very strange.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, we'll see. We will see. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in for another episode. Go get the merch. It's content.com. Anything else you want to plug in?
No.
You're jacked.
Have a good day.
You're jacked. Tune in next week, Saturday. Every Saturday, we drop a pod, 5 p.m. Stay tuned. Subscribe to the YouTube if you haven't. And if you haven't, you're a prick. At the end of the day, guys, it's all content. And now I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm going to stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she going to let me hit it any day now. What you going to say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. Got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town.